certainly good to be in the house of the Lord today. And I'm glad the Lord gave us this pretty weather. Me and my, let's tell some people here when we got here, me and my stepbrother was out on the boat yesterday, and we was doing some fishing, and it come a blizzard. Man, it come a big old snowstorm on the middle of that boat. That boat got covered. And it was just like night and day. Just about 30 minutes later, everything was gone. It was all bright and sunshiny. And then it get cloudy again, and then snow a little bit, and then it get sunny again. And, but I tell you what, it's nice. You can't. I was thinking about that on the way up. On the way up here, you know, you can't do things like that on Facebook, okay, man. You can't get out and enjoy a good fishing partner and a good old time out on the lake, or a good time hunting, or maybe even a good lunch together. You can't do that on social media today. It's, when they talk about social distancing, we have that more than we've ever had with the advent of Facebook and Instagram and all that other stuff. I mean, we can stay as distant as we want to, Brother Robbie, and just enjoy ourselves. But I like getting out, and I like going to church. I like assembling ourselves together like the Bible says to do, and being able to draw strength from the prayers and the personalities of each and every one of us together. I like doing that. I enjoy doing that. And I just like to thank the Lord this morning for allowing us to be out today. Let's just get together today and enjoy the Lord and just worship Him today in spirit and truth. You know, the Bible says that the Lord seeketh such to worship Him. Amen. He's looking for people to worship Him out of the depths of their heart in spirit and in truth today. So let's get in here and worship the Lord together. Amen. If you got your Bible, turn with me. We're going to start off in John chapter 4. I'm going to start by reading down verse 1 and give you a little background here on how this goes before we get to the meat of the message. It says, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judah and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria." I'm glad he went through Samaria today.
Amen,
amen, Brother Robbie. I'm glad he went my way. Amen. I'm glad he must needs go to the world that whosoever will believe in him and not perish but have everlasting life. I mean, just like he went through Samaria, he must needs go, amen, to the world, amen, to become the sacrifice that me and you could be saved, amen. And he was going through Samaria. We'll find out exactly why here in the next few verses. It said he cometh to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman from Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, "Give me to drink." For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria to him, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest to drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Amen. I'm glad today that amen. Way back in the Bible times, there's some people that didn't have any dealings with others. Jews didn't have any dealings with Samaritans. Jews didn't have any dealings with Gentiles. And, amen. But I'm glad that God had broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Amen. For the blood of Jesus Christ, that we might all worship together and all have right to the tree of life and life itself everlasting through His sacrifice. But she's beginning confused here. Asking him, she, as a Jew, he should have no dealings with Samaria. It's uncommon for him to be speaking to her at this time.
Yeah, listen, Lord.
And just picture this, the disciples are already gone away. They went to buy victuals, they went to buy meat, went to buy something to eat, and Jesus here, wearied with the journey, sat down on the well. And no doubt, he was already waiting on the woman. Notice he got there first, and the woman came right after. But it says in verse 10, Jesus answered and said to her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water."
Amen.
Notice this next verse. He said, "The woman saith unto him, 'Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou this living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life.
Amen, brother.
Later on in John chapter 7, it begins to talk about how the out of his belly, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's John 7, 37 and 38. We'll stop our reading right there. But I begin to think about this woman. Begin to think about what she said. For her, it was confusing. It didn't make any sense that a Jewish man would be all by himself and would even ask just a cup of water. Amen. From an old Samaritan woman, from a woman who they had no dealings with. I'm not exactly sure. I can't remember the details, but it seems like in the Old Testament times, there was a king. The king way back in those days had gave this land over to the Jews, and this land over to the Jews, and they didn't want to have anything to do with them that was a part of that. I think it might have been the Syrian government. I can't remember. It's been a while since I read it, but there was something to do with land in those days, and the Jews were jealous that they got the land. Amen. And so they had no dealings with them before because of that. So she's here on the well, and she begins to talk to Jesus, and Jesus says, hey, give me a little drink. I'm reminded of Elijah. Amen. And the widow woman, he begins to tell her, he says, you know what? She said, I've got just a little bit of meal in a barrel over there, and I'm going to make a cake for me and my son, and we're going to go eat it, and we're going to die. And Elisha says, it always tickled me that he said, well, that's all right, good, but make me a cake first. I always got tickled at that. Hey, make me a cake first. I know it's all you got, but go ahead and fix me something first. Amen. But you know what? Because she obeyed, the man of God, her meal barrel never went empty. Amen. She had just enough to take care of herself and her son. And we find here Jesus tells her, give me to drink. And I believe it's almost the same scenario here. If we would just follow the Lord and obey and trust and obey, amen, our barrel won't run dry. We'll never thirst again, and God will take care of us. Jesus said, give me a drink. And she says, I'm just so confused. How is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which is a woman of Samaria?
Yeah.
Well, the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered, said, if thou knewest, if you only knew who sit before you today, the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said to him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou this living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus said, well, you got it all wrong. Whoever drinks of this water in the well shall thirst again. This is a natural water.
Amen.
But he begins to talk about the spiritual water.
Amen.
He says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst.
Yep.
But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. See, when you take a drink from the source of the well, amen, that well is transferred to you. Amen. I believe he's talking about the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit here. Amen. That well that's always given, it never runs dry. It never runs out. There's always an endless supply for us to take part of if we want it. Amen. And that well just begins to spring up into everlasting life. It sustains us, our spirit and our souls. It just gives us strength and it nourishes us. Amen. And when we feel dry and parched, amen, we can call on the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. And he comes and he satisfies us once again. Sure, there'll be cravings. Sure, there'll be hungers. Amen. But there are things that the Spirit can still satisfy. He don't leave you like having to go back to the well. Amen. He's always with you. Jesus said, I've got to go away, but I'm going to come again and I'll be with you even to the end of the world. Amen.
Well,
I want you to notice verse 11 is the one that caught my eye when that preacher was preaching this message. Amen. It says the woman, she's still confused. Amen. She said, she saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Amen. Notice those words. The well is deep.
Yeah.
Amen. It's too deep for you to get a drink by yourself. It's too deep. You don't even have a vessel to draw it with. She came with her water pot. Later on, we find out when she realized that Jesus was the Messiah, amen, she didn't need the water pot anymore. She left it there and began to go tell others about Jesus. Told them to come to see a man that told me all things ever I did. Amen. He's not this the Messiah. He's not this the Christ. Amen. She got a drink from the well. Amen. And it began to flow in her as amen. Everlasting life.
Amen, brother.
She said, there has nothing to draw with.
Yeah.
Amen. Let me tell you something. The one that made the well doesn't need anything to draw with. Amen. He knew how to get the water if he needed it. Amen. If he wanted to, he could just command that water just to come on up to the top of that well. And he could just dip her in there or just bend over. Amen. And drink his mouth to it and lap it up if you wanted to. But he wasn't looking for the natural things, Brother Robbie.
Amen, brother. Amen.
She said, the well is deep. Amen. If I had a thought this morning, what I've been thinking about ever since Friday night, amen, is the deeper life.
Yeah.
Amen. It's important today to realize, amen, that a lot of Christians today are just living on the surface. Amen. They're living in the shallow end of the pool. Amen. I'm glad they sung that song this morning. That's why I asked them to sing it. Step out into the water. Way out just a little bit deeper. Amen. I believe it might have been Isaiah. This just come to me. I ain't had time to study. But I believe it might have been Isaiah where he told him, hey, it may have been even Ezekiel. He told him to go out into the water. Amen. He said it was so deep. And then he told him to go out a little bit further. And then it began to be waist deep and go out a little bit further. Amen. Then it was neck deep. Amen. And the Bible talks about that. And to Jesus, God wants us to have a deeper life. He wants us to have a deeper relationship with Him. Amen. He says, behold, in Revelation chapter 3, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will open unto me, I and my Father will come in and will sup with him.
Amen,
Jesus desires a deeper relationship with Him.
Yes,
amen. Begin to think about that. Begin to read about it. Over here in Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews, many people attribute it to Paul. I'm not so sure who it was. Amen. But it says in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, for when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. See, the writer here was about to delve into Melchizedek. Amen. The old high priest that was in the Old Testament. Amen. That came to Abraham. He was about to delve into this, but they didn't have any clue what he was talking about. And he told them in the few verses before that, in verse 11, of whom Melchizedek, we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. They couldn't receive the word. They couldn't receive all this stuff that's going on about Melchizedek. So what he does is he takes a whole chapter in verse 6, goes back to the fundamentals of the faith, goes back to the doctrines of Christ, and gets them up to date, so to speak, and up to speed before he can delve into Melchizedek in chapter 7. He had to take a whole chapter out of his way, amen, to be able to catch him up to what the message he's really trying to say to them. Why is that? Because they were so much babes in Christ that they needed a refresher course. I believe they call them in school remedials. You got to go back and you got to learn the first things again. Jesus told them over there, I believe it's in Revelation 3 again, it may have been. He told them, I've got many things against you. You left your first love. Go and do your first works over again.
Man.
Go back to basics, in other words.
Man.
Verse 13, he says, before that he says in verse 12, you are become as such as need of milk and not of strong meat. See, babes are on the milk.
Right.
As they get older, they begin to get solid food. They begin to get more nourishment, more nutrients.
Amen.
If you want to go deeper with God, first you got to start to being able to use the things He's given you, being able to delve into the Word and learn of Him. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will take my yoke upon you and I'll give you rest. He said, learn of me.
Yeah.
Man, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28-29, right in there somewhere. But he says in verse 13 here in Hebrews, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe.
Yeah.
But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Yeah.
In other words, use it or lose it.
Yeah.
Amen. Those that exercise the deeper life and that exercise getting in the Word, exercise as they talked about this morning, prayer, to spend time with God, spend time in His Word, spend time meditating on His Word, spend time in prayer, and all these different things that God has told us to do. Those are those who have exercised, amen, their ability to learn better and to learn more. When in school, when I was in school, they would tell us multiplication tables, and we'd have to go and exercise our multiplication tables. In other words, it's by practice. You can probably substitute the word exercise for practice, and it means the same thing.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't become what I can do on guitar today by just sitting on my thumbs and not doing nothing. Amen. It took time. It took hard work. And it still takes hard work. I still try to practice as much as I can. Amen. Because I have a desire to get better. I have a desire to be able to say things on an instrument that my mouth just cannot speak.
Right. Good preaching, brother.
But it takes practice. It takes exercising. And when you find yourself doing that, you find yourself growing. You find yourself maturing and becoming more of a growing Christian as a result of that. And because of that, you begin to get off the milk. You begin to get off the easy and the shallow things of God. The old Bible stories that you might tell the kids are good and fine, but there's things and deeper meanings in the Word. If you'll just study and you'll go a little deeper, amen, you can learn so many more things. That's why sometimes you go back and you read the same verse, and the next time it might mean something different, and the time after that it might mean something different. You see, the Word is a living Word. It's a growing Word. It's organic.
Amen.
And it will grow inside of us and help us to grow if we pay attention to it, and if we ask God to help us take us deeper in His Word.
That's in Jesus,
Strong milk belongs to them that are full age. Even those who by reason of use, those that use and exercise and practice, have their senses exercised to discern good and evil. Like I said, that next chapter he goes into different beginnings and foundations of the faith before he finally gets to the deeper part. He has to wade through a little bit of shallow end to walk out to the deeper part. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. One of my favorite verses in the Bible, he's talking to Jeremiah here. God says, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
Yeah.
God says, call unto me. You know, the Bible talks about in Romans chapter 10, 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen, but that's not all that God will give you. Amen, God says, you just call on me, and I'll answer thee. Amen. Sometimes God, people wants an answer from God. They don't realize. Sometimes He answers a different little way than what you think He's going to answer.
Right.
Amen. You got to be listening for whatever that answer might be. You got to be looking for it. Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, and seek and you shall find, and knock and it shall be given open unto you. God says, call and I'll answer. Call and I'll answer. And not only that, I'll show you great and mighty things.
Amen.
Which thou knowest not. Great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Daniel told, I believe it might have been Nebuchadnezzar over there. Daniel chapter 2, he says, God, he's talking about God, he said, He revealeth the deep and the secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with Him.
Man. Right.
God knows what's in the dark. You can't hide anything from Him.
Right. Man.
Things that are dark unto you, it might be blindingly bright outside, but you walk in darkness because you don't know what's going on. You don't know what God is trying to get to you. You don't know what direction God is leading you. To you, the path is dark. Well, God knows what's in the dark.
Man.
Right. Have you called on Him? Have you asked Him?
That's in Jesus.
God said He would show you great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavereth. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Call unto me, and I'll show you great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. If you need wisdom in a financial issue, or in any kind of issues going on in your life, God knows the answer.
Man.
He says, I'll give you wisdom. Amen. If anybody lack wisdom, just let him ask of God. How simple can it be, Brother Robbie, than that? He says later on, I believe it's in James, he said, you have not because you ask not. I'm glad God made it simple for us to understand how to go deeper in his word and how to go deeper in that relationship with him. He says in James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. You say, preacher, how do I go deeper?
Yeah.
Amen. You want God to get closer? You get closer to him.
Amen.
There's an old hymnal song that says, just a closer walk with thee.
Right.
Just a closer walk with thee. Step out in that water a little bit deeper.
Amen.
Step out and get a little bit deeper with God. Don't be afraid, because God can hold you up. He commands the waves and the winds of the sea. Amen. I begin to think about the deeper life, and I begin to think about some examples. God just showed me and revealed to me last night as I was myself getting deeper in the Word. Last night, as it was about time to go to bed, I turned the TV on to some good gospel piano instrumental music. Amen. That would just kind of atmospheric and kind of help me relax without having to think too much about it. Amen. I begin to read the Word, begin to pray. And a lot of times the best thing that works for me is just read a little bit of Scripture, and I'll just look up and I'll just go spacey. I'll be thinking about what God's told me. I'll be thinking about what these words mean, and begin to ponder and meditate on those things. Amen. And those things become to be more knowledgeable to me. The things open up, doors open up, and things become more knowledgeable for me to understand. Amen. And begin to think about this, and some things come to my mind about the deeper life. First of all, we sung about Jonah here just a few minutes ago. And Brother Robbie's preached on Jonah several times in the last few months. Amen. But I begin to think about old Jonah. We know the story. He went down. He began to hear a call from the Lord. And God began to call him. And began to hear about this call. And began to run from God. Because it didn't suit him the way it wanted it to. He didn't want Assyria to repent. He wanted to see them destroyed. But God wanted to have mercy.
Amen.
That's right. So we find
Jesus.
Jonah goes down to the docks. He goes down to Tarshish. He goes down into the bottom of the boat.
Yeah.
And the storm begins to rage, and they throw him off the ship, and then he goes down and down even further until he gets to the belly of the whale.
Amen.
And Jonah didn't find God until he went deeper.
Yeah.
He went deeper.
Yeah, come on, buddy.
Amen. He went as deep as he could go. He couldn't go any deeper. He was in the heart of a belly of a whale, and he cried out to God. Oh,
Amen.
Lord, have mercy on me. We know the story. Once he got deeper with God, once he meant business with God, God began to lift him up. We just quoted, if you humble yourself before God, he'll lift you up. Amen. To get deeper. Amen. Sometimes you got to go all the way deep to your knees.
Amen.
God can lift you up. See, a lot of times we get prideful. We get poofed in our own selves. We begin to think, well, I can do this. This ain't no problem for me. Next thing you know, you're about to tug your hair out and nothing's working. And you begin to get all frustrated. You might even get a little mad at God.
Yeah.
The whole time God says, just go deeper.
Yeah.
Boy, how many problems. I was thinking about that this morning. How many problems might be solved in my own life if I just go deeper.
Amen.
Instead of trying to chase after this problem or that problem or trying to fight this battle or that battle. Maybe all I need to do is just get deeper with the Lord.
Amen.
Another man that got deep with God. Amen. That was Peter. Amen. Jesus told him, he sent away the multitudes, and he told them to go out into the boat on the Sea of Galilee. Amen. We find that when they got to the fourth, I believe it was the fourth watch of the night. Amen. We find that they got to the middle of the ship. They were in the midst of it. Amen. The storm began to rage. Amen. You know, in the middle of a sea, in the middle of something, it's where the deepest part is. Amen. Think about that. You get out into the middle, and that's where everything kind of sinks to the deepest part. They were in the deepest part of that water, and the storm was about to toss them overboard. And all of a sudden, Jesus, he was on the shore one moment, and then the next moment, he was right there in the middle of it with them.
Amen.
I believe Jesus just transported himself there on the water.
And
he didn't miss his destination either. He ain't like old Star Trek. Sometimes they get it wrong and they transport him to a different place because the computer's off. He knew exactly where he was going. I've got a picture on our mantle. One of my favorite ones. It's titled Never Forsaken. It's one of the beautifulest pictures you'll ever see of Jesus out in the water. the stormy clouds are raging, the water's everywhere. Then you see a nice bright sunlight coming through the clouds and Jesus standing there with his arms open wide on the calmest part of the water. Amen. You see, all the storm is raging, but God is where the calm is. When Elijah was over there fearing for his life because of Jezebel threatened it, we find that he's in the cave and there was a storm. There was all kinds of fire going on. There was an earthquake. There was a great wind, but God wasn't in any of that. He was in the still, small voice. Yeah. And Elisha followed that voice. Began to be pitiful for himself. And God told him, just wait right there a minute. You're not the only one. You're not alone. I've got 7,000 who will not bow the knee to Baal. Amen. And Peter's out there with the other disciples on the boat. And there's all kinds of havoc going on. And all of a sudden they see Jesus and they've mistaken him for a specter and a ghost on the waves. Amen. Then Peter, amen, he wanted to go deeper. Yeah. He said, Lord, if it be you, bid me come to you. Lord, I've got a desire to go deeper with you. Amen. I know the storm is everywhere, but if I can just get to you, amen, I know everything will be all right, even if it's out of the side of the boat. Amen. Sometimes just get out of that comfort zone. Amen. And just go where God tells you to go. Do what God tells you to do, and he'll be right there with you. And all the fear goes away. Peter got out there to Jesus. Amen. Once he took his eyes off God. Amen. Began to look at the waves and the things going on. He began to sink, Brother Robbie.
Yeah.
But he knew who to call on.
Yeah.
All he said was, Lord, save me. Yeah. Three words is all it took. Amen. You don't have to pray some big old fancy prayer.
Man.
Amen. When you come to God, you just be sincere in that heart and say, God, I know I need help. I'm sinking. Amen. I need a Savior. Amen. Lord God, just help me out of this mess and save me.
Man, that's right.
And Jesus didn't waste no time. Immediately, he took him by the hand and pulled him up. And next thing you know, they're standing on the water. Now realize something. A lot of times we eat it right there, but you got to realize Jesus and Peter had to turn right back around and go right back to the boat.
Yeah.
Jesus went out. Peter went out on the water and he had to come back on the water. Jesus was with him on the trip back.
Praise the Lord.
Boy, what a great picture of salvation.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. You think about it. You come here all alone. Amen. To the good old-fashioned altar. And sometimes you just feel like you're all alone. And you come to the old-fashioned altar. You see Jesus out here. Everything in your life is turning to a big storm. You don't know where to go. But Jesus has his hand stretched out. And you come to the Lord. And you say, Lord, save me. And when you get up, he goes right back with you. You left here with him. Amen. And he goes with you right back to the boat.
Praise the Lord, brother. Yes, sir.
He goes with you wherever you go.
Jesus.
He'll be your God.
Yeah,
and you'll be his people.
Lord.
That's what the deeper life is all about. Sometimes we feel parts, like I said earlier, we feel parts in our heart. And we feel all dried out and we feel all routine and things begin to just dry up in our life. But Jesus said that well is still right there with you. If you'll just call on Jesus, call on the Lord, that well begins to stir up in that belly, that begins to stir up in your soul, and before long you find yourself refreshed and revived. But notice here, he's talking about a well. Amen. To go deeper, amen. The well is where they had to go to get the water, and they had to dig it deep. Amen. Jesus was talking about the two different men. He said, those that hear and do my words are like a man who built a foundation, and he digged deep.
Right,
and he built it on the rock. He digged. He had to go deep until he found some solid ground, Brother Robin.
Amen.
I mean, you won't get the solid ground on the surface. You won't get it on the shallow end.
Right.
Amen. Out in the deep end is where you got to have to trust God. See, in the shallow end, it's easy to trust ourselves. We don't have to worry about treading water.
Yeah.
We're in control.
Yeah.
But God wants you to let go of control.
Amen.
He wants you to let him have control.
Right,
he wants you to go deeper with him.
Amen, brother.
Amen. There's many other examples in the Bible of people who had to go deeper. You think of Paul and Silas. They was in the jail. They was in the heart of the jail, the innermost part, the deepest part.
Yeah.
And that's where God was.
Right, brother. Praise
God's
Lord.
Not in the shallow end. Our God is a deep God.
Man.
Amen. He wants to see you coming toward him. Amen. Jesus wanted to see Peter come. He wanted that relationship. He wanted that desire that Peter had. And for us to have a relationship with God, for us to have a deeper relationship, we must really first see it as a relationship. It's not just a routine. Oh, I get up on Sunday morning, I eat my Cheerios, and I go off to school, or go off to Sunday school, go off to church, and then I go home, lay my Bible on the pew, never see it again throughout the week. That's not the deeper life, amen. I remember I was growing up. I don't recommend you doing this, but I remember when I was a kid, Dad had just gotten rededicated. David Harris come to the house. I remember that. I'll never forget that day. And David Harris come to the house, and Dad renewed up, and he began to answer his call to preach. Amen. We find there that, that sometimes he got. I don't want to say too religious. Amen. But whenever I'd get in trouble at school, whenever I get in trouble at home, not only did I get a whipping, I'm thankful for every one of them.
Man.
But I got sent to my room and I had to read my Bible.
Yeah.
That was my punishment.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I hated it. I wanted to do this. Now, back then, we didn't have cell phones. We still had cassette tapes. CDs were becoming popular.
Yeah.
I had an old 8-track my grandma gave me. I love that thing.
Yeah.
Listen to Johnny Horton all the time. I always loved Johnny Horton. On that orange, I still see it. Him, that cowboy hat, and that orange 8-track cassette about that big. I'd be in their room, and man, I just wanted to do this, or I want to play my guitar, I want to play, you know, along with music. I did that a lot when I was a kid, play with a primitive quartet or whatever, but no, I had to study so many hours of my Bible or so many minutes or whatever. But I learned to love it. I learned to love because I began to, the more, I've heard this quoted before, the more you open the Word, the more God opens the Word to you.
Man, that's right.
I begin to learn, I begin to study, begin to absorb things. And a young child's mind like that, it's easy to absorb things. And thank God I had those. I'm glad I grew up in the age I did, rather than the age I do now, because I might have been hopeless, amen. People seem like they can't let their cell phones go. They can't let Facebook go. Amen. I'm glad I had a foundation to start with before all that stuff came along. I begin to love the Bible. Begin to take it to school with me. Got me a custom-made cover for it, amen. I seen Brother Earl Stevens. He had one of these covers, and there was a guy, I believe his name was Bill Riffey, amen, down there in Lovejoy, and he made these custom leather covers, and I got me one, and I just started taking it to school everywhere I went. I loved the Word so much. I wanted to have it in my hand no matter where I was. I got a Bible just about everywhere there is. I know I got one on my phone. I hardly ever use that unless I need to look something up, but I got one of my two in my truck. I got one with me here. I got several of them at home. Got one out in my shed. Amen. I want God accessible no matter where I go. Amen. Why? Because I want a deeper relationship. Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Even Paul said, amen, that I have not obtained it. I've not attained to that.
Yeah.
We know how great a man Paul was in Philippians. He was telling them, I've not even attained to the knowledge that I want to have of God. He went to the third heaven and he still wanted to know more.
Right. Praise the Lord.
I encourage you. Seek out the deeper life. Seek to go deeper with God. Seek to go closer, stronger. Love Him more. Because He loves you. And I tell you what, the song that we talked about Easter, man, you talk about going deeper. God wanted to go deeper with us. And He sent His own Son on this world. And the Bible says He went a little further.
Yeah.
Jesus Himself went deeper when He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. I'm glad you mentioned that, Brother Rob. That was on my mind today. He went as far as He could go. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He began to go deep with God. He wanted His disciples to experience that with Him. But they could, all they could do, their eyes grew heavy, and in the flesh they was, all they could do was sleep.
Amen.
But He went deeper, and He went a little further for me and you.
Yes, sir.
God went deep with us so that we could go deep with Him.
The Lord, brother.
I feel I've cleared my heart this morning. Brother Donald, if you got a song, feel free to come sing it. Everybody, let's stand that will. I still haven't got this out like I wanted to. But amen, it ain't about me, it's about the Lord's. Amen. I used to have the world's worst problem with that. I'd get down and feel like, Lord, I just didn't do good enough. I didn't do like I saw in my mind. Then I finally realized I didn't have to. I just had to let the Lord do.
Amen.
And if He does it, then that's good enough for me because He knows exactly, amen, Brother Robbie, what He's doing.
Right, brother.
And Brother Donald sings, do you want a deeper life? Come to the well.
Amen.
Come to the well.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
You don't have to worry about, well, I've done too much or the Lord won't love me. The Samaria we just heard was a town of Sychar, but Jacob's well was there.
Yeah.
God can go, even if they was outcast by the Jews, but God was still there.
Amen.
God can go where you're at if you want to go deep with Him. Go ahead,
brother. Real sir. There is a story.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm
the Lord. Amen. If you have a desire to move up. Amen. God got that desire for you. He placed it in your heart. That you might desire to go with Him where He is. He even said when He went away, He said, I go to prepare a place for where I am. There you may be also. Amen. We can live in heavenly places here on this earth and be with God where He is. He wants us to be with Him. Would you come? If you